The annual civil rights training is required for all frontline staff and those that supervise frontline staff. Frontline staff refers to anyone who interacts with SNAP Ed participants. Remember, if new staff are added to the grant during the year, they must complete the training within 30 days of their start date. The FY25 civil rights training is available on the SNAP Ed at MFF website, as well as on ConnectSpace. After you finish the training, you will need to submit a certification of completion form that will be linked on the same webpage as the training. The civil rights training is just the first step in complying with the civil rights requirements. When you begin programming, you will need to use the And Justice for All posters and the non-discrimination statement. The And Justice for All posters must be posted during all SNAP Ed activities and events. It must be visible to all participants during SNAP Ed activities and can be taken down afterwards. Posting in common public areas is not within compliance unless programming is being conducted in those areas. MFF can get you hard copies of the posters, and you can work with your PM on putting in a request. The non-discrimination statement lists all the prohibited bases for discrimination contained in the USDA Civil Rights Policy Statement. There is a long and short version. Luckily, for purposes of SNAP Ed, we are able to use the short version in most cases. The short version of the non-discrimination statement needs to be on all materials developed or adapted with SNAP Ed funds. This includes print, e.g. brochures, newsletters, education curricula, etc., and non-print, e.g. audio, videos, websites, etc. materials.